So, welcome back. I hope you had a nice lunch. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's pretty cold in here. I don't know why we turned off the air condition. Thank you. Why am I talking? But yeah, still. So, next talk by Vincent Cardon.
Dennis, Cardon? Yeah.
Dennis.
Vincent is my brother, right? But I seem like he's still at lunch. Okay. But we'll be doing the presentation anyway.
Good to know. By new challenges, new opportunities. Samba Ade. Yeah, have much fun.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, to be there for this presentation. So I'm Dennis Cardon. And we've been doing Samba AED for the last 6 years, and doing Samba NT4 for something like since 2003. So it's been quite a long journey, and I wanted to go back in those last 6 years of time with Samba AED, and to look forward at what's coming next and what we can hope that will come forward. So. Tranquil IT, somehow fictionalized. So in the year 2018 AD, in a Gaulish village in the west of France is still holding against the invader. Thanks to the Samba team magic potion, the little group of Dauntless Gauls succeeds, among other things, in proudly deploying Samba ID in every corner of the empire. And the only fear is that the sky may fall on their head and that the beer cakes may dry out. The second one is more hopeful. So in real life, we are based in Nantes, it's the western part of France, since 2002. And we have built up a Samba expertise and Linux expertise, and starting with NT4 since 2003, and Samba AD in early 2012. So we are also an editor of a software called WAPT. It's for software deployment, and since we are mostly Linux guy, and we try to port to Windows tools that we like, and so it's a bit like apt-get for Windows. And we do some outsourcing. This part is not the main breadwinning stuff, but it's very important for us because it helps us to get contact with the real world and real users. So Samba AD, in the good old time, around 2012, we started with Samba 4.0 Alpha 18, started to test it, and well, actually, we found it just worked, and we had a few primary schools at clients and for outsourcing clients, and so we thought about, why not? Let's give it a try. And just thinking that if children's if IT is not working, they may do painting or whatever. But actually, teachers are a very hard population to work with, so it has to work. So it was just a simple domain, no bells and whistle. There were still many bugs, so Alpha 18. And we just had to learn how to step in the minefield, not to step on the wrong thing. And for example, be aware of change of administrator password. At that time, was just crashing the server. But well, if you know the mine is there, you just don't step on it. And one funny thing is, right now they are running 4.7.7. But if you look on the computer object in the Active Directory, it's still written 4.0.0 Alpha 18. So it's you can check by yourself. It's it dates back there. But the big thing that we have to be careful at that time was the replication issues. It has been plaguing the Samba stuff for quite a long time. It's getting much better recently, and the other things mostly just worked. So going forward, we did many different migration, and another, I think, one big step we had forward was with the BCAO. It's a central bank in Dakar dealing with the French franc in Western Africa. At that time, Samba was 4.3.0. Samba 4.3.0 just came out. Most of the time, the .0 version, you may use it on simpler networks. A larger one might not be always a good idea, but we needed to do glass new KCC. So it was no choice. We had to have a topology. The KCC is a component in Active Directory that maps the topology of the different replications in between the different servers. So we had to use it because for technical reasons. So it was a 4 weeks odyssey. There are 24 sites, 8 countries, 2,000 users, with VPNs, satellite VPN, 2 megabytes per second, 500 millisecond latency. You may wonder, why are they using satellite links? The good thing is that when you get a coup d'etat or whatever, the satellite links are not cut. And actually, we went in a replication hell. So, same thing. Still, beware of replication. So at that time, it was actually, I think it was 2015, that it was our first time at Samba XP. And it was a very good occasion to come and to learn to learn the different person working on Samba, to present our different the issues we can have and the way it works, and to start to work better together. So like we got the German guy, who are you? So I'm Dennis, and Vincent is just arrived over there. So it's the best place to learn how Samba works. Best place to learn how the team, Samba team works. So it's also quite different from many different open source projects. And how to build a successful collaboration. Because we are integrator, we are not developers, and we have to work together to make Samba a better world. To make the world better with Samba. So, the year after, we had the Ministry of Culture in France. It's not the most important ministry, but they were very involved in Samba 3 and T4, and so it was natural for them to go to Samba 4 AD. It's 8,000 desktops, 168 sites. We have still have 2 sites left. One is a syndicate. They are very touchy persons. So we had the opportunity to do real Samba deployment industrialization, showing that we can go very far in terms of automating deployment and all that. And actually, a few days ago, there was one of the engineer over there just sent me the picture of the vending machine that was changed. And actually, and even the vending machine has been migrated, running Samba. It's not a fake. It's from the office of the IT team. So well, we still had quite a few replication problems, and at each version it was getting better. And we had another client in 2016-17. So it was Samba 4.6. That's something like 5,000 users, 50 sites. And actually, the client went to us when his replication was just going like hell. Like I was saying, we had to prevent the total domain meltdown. It was going very bad. And so, well, we did a very thorough cleanup. And then, beware of replication issues, still. And after a domain cleanup, a Samba upgrade, and a reindustrialization of their Samba deployment, and since then we have got we've got a support contract, but they don't call us anymore, so that's good. So, like replication, not bidding so much anymore. If you started Samba much earlier, Samba AD much earlier, you might have some bad experience with those kind of replication issues. Well, those kind of issues have almost disappeared with 4.7 and 4.8. So, well, everything is going fine now. So that's what. In the meantime, Samba has got better, replication got better, less bugs, and but it's not the only stuff that is needed. We also need to have a better domain with all the bells and whistles of Windows domain if you want to compete. So there is need to push Samba further. In France, we have a quite fertile ground, because Samba administration have been heavily investing in Samba and T4. I don't know why, like last 2 years before in my presentation, I said that perhaps it was because of free as in beer, free as in speech. But there is also another factor, that is De Gaulle syndrome. It's like French, a little bit anti-American by heart, or I don't know if it's... like open source projects are always very, we are always very keen on that. So for all those people using Samba NT4, the migration to Samba AD was a natural path. It was not that they could go back to Microsoft AD, but Samba AD was even easier to go to. And but since 10 years ago, the security landscape and the local area network has also evolved. There are much more threats. And so Samba AD has to provide, Samba AD has just, it's not enough to just provide the domain stuff. It has also to provide all the security and the scalability necessary for larger domains and more secure domains. So last year with Andrew, we had a meeting with the ministries in Paris for funding. So there are some parts of 4.8, 4.9 that went through those fundings. And next week, we go back to Paris together to push forward for the next round. And I hope that everything will go well. So one thing I wanted to went back one event. It's a CVE with a password change on in Active Directory, where I don't know if perhaps if you are not using Active Directory, you are not so aware of that part. But it was a big flaw, big security flaw, where anyone could change the password of his neighbor. So in a certain way, it was really critical. And I think that talking with Andrew, that we had there was a pre-notification the week before saying that there would be a security disclosure. But it's like in France, it was on the Friday evening, and in France, the weekend is kind of a religious thing. We don't do, we don't walk. It's still a... and so most people were aware of that flaw on Monday morning, and the disclosure was on Tuesday morning. So it was a very short time to get prepared, to get everything well running for the security disclosure. So it was kind of mission impossible for many people. And so there is it is something that could be easily improved, and I think it shouldn't be a problem to get that better for next time. I hope the next time will be in a long time. So now that 4.7 is out and everything is working well, migration are quite it's business as usual. So last week I had a small migration in a branch of the Louvre Museum, and everything went well, no replication issues, and actually that was the view from the office I was working in. So that's what I would call Samba migration with panache. So like I was saying, it's getting business as usual, and I hope that with this those improvements, there will be more people coming on the bandwagon. Currently, there are not so many companies in France doing Samba for migration, Samba for ID migration, and in a certain way, we don't have much competition. It might be good for business, but actually it's also a drawback for business because people are also basing their decision on having enough vendors and enough integrators. So for the Samba in a Nantes area, we've been doing so many migrations that we start to have some school having Samba AD on their curriculum beside Microsoft AD. So perhaps the next generation will be ready for. So, what is next? So the first thing was for the CVE, the improving the security disclosure, have a minimum number of work day. Yeah, people in France, the vacation is kind of very important and weekend very important. And so if you if the boss is getting his people working on the weekends, they will go to the syndicate and the boss will have problems. So better to get a minimum number of workday between announcement and disclosure. And it would be very helpful for people to have a rough criticity level. I don't know how it could be done. I it's just a wish list. A wish list is not... and
there is a number.
Yeah, the CVSS.
Yeah.
And with the translation of the what the number means for the commoners. Not every people is that aware. And also, a good thing would be to tell which part of Samba is impacted. There are many more people using the file server than the EID Active Directory parts. So I think there were many people ready to upgrade on Tuesday morning and just saw, oh, it's just EID. Oh, let's. But in France, it's not a problem. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. But in the US, I think there were a few people waiting for their upgrade and just say, oh, shit. And you can keep the disclosure time like before. It was perfect for us. So next thing is improving Samba to be on par with Microsoft Windows. One of the points is scalability. So it was the talk of Andrews this morning. And so it's getting very well on track. It's on track for that part. It's not much, quite a few things to improve, but it's well on track. Other things are security stuff like Kerberos Fast, Kerberos Claims, silos, productive user groups, full auditing, which also has been very greatly improved with the latest version, and performance improvement. But for most of domains, it's already quite good, I'd say. And for the full auditing, there have been some work been done on that to get JSON logs of what happened on the server. And perhaps there are quite a few tools that are based on Windows Event ID. Perhaps one step after would be to classify them or doing some stuff like that. But at least every event will be, I think with the recent work on event logs, every event will be like a JSON and what happens. Just a classification work to be done in order to budge them directly in CM softwares. Is CM in English? Yeah. So when Samba will be already as good as Microsoft, we shouldn't stop there. So it's improving Samba ID to be better. One thing that Andrews talked this morning about was replication partner restriction. It's currently if you have your domain administrator password stolen, someone can start a replication, clone the database, and get all the hashes of everyone, and get the hashes of the TGT. And that can be a persistent threat on a network. And being able to restrict to which server you can do replication, it might be a good way to prevent this kind of attack. So there are other things that have been done in the password hashes encryption on the DC. It's have been in 4.8 or 4. So no NTLM, trying to get rid of NTLM when it will be possible, because like a few days ago, I had a place where I had to re-enable raw NTLM on the server to get the copiers to send their scan to folders. So it's getting things here. It's like kind of a wish list, because in the real world, most of the time, even the current Samba security is too high for some devices on the network that has to be lowered in order to be able to communicate.
We need these things to be per user and per device, like this user from this IP address can NTLM and no one else can. That kind of thing is the only way you'll ever make traction on the NTLM kind of problem.
I was thinking also getting a baseball bat and just breaking it so they could buy a new one. But the client wouldn't have been very happy. So there is also for management, like there are quite a few management stuff that have been gone into 4.8, 4.9, like GPO import export. There was a DNS scavenging for getting the DNS zone cleanup. So in a certain way, like for the replication partner restriction, it's something that doesn't exist in Microsoft AD, I guess. It doesn't exist. And so in a certain way, it's a way to trigger competition. I think Microsoft Active Directory is a great piece of software, but it has not evolved that much from 2003 to now. And if somebody is there to just say, hey, we can do that, and you can't, perhaps it will trigger again real competition on Microsoft AD and to get real evolution. Another important thing I think for Samba AD, I should have written Samba AD, is the ecosystem to be on par with large vendors, because large corporations, they want a commercial interlocutor, contractual engagement, and long-term guarantee that their investment in their technology will last for a long time, and that if they have security issues or whatever, they can go forward to someone and say, hey, no, I need you to fix it now. And this kind of thing, the open source free software world is great for many things, but for this kind of warranty, there needs to be a contractual stuff. And Samba team needs money to make Samba ever better. And that's also the topic of next week meeting in France with Andrew to try to make, to improve all that. So one thing I wanted to underline is that the SMBD file server ecosystem is a mature one with big vendors behind it and that you can contractualize with. And the ID ecosystem is maturing, is getting better. And there is some kind of chicken egg problem. And do people have to wait for enterprise distribution to ship it before using Samba? And but if they are not using Samba, enterprise distribution have no use of shipping Samba AD. So kind of chicken egg problem. And we have to find a way to get enterprise vendors on the bandwagon and or to create something in order for organization and companies to get an interlocutor in which they can trust for to have the support and the security improvements in when they need it. So questions? It's a souvenir of Orient Lounge, Samba XP, Göttingen. I think I was quite a bit too fast, so you can have quite a few questions.
Sorry.
Well. So I don't know, I think you are right, go ahead.
You said enterprise distro vendors should get them on the bandwagon. Which enterprise do you use enterprise Linux beyond your deployments?
We are using both Debian and CentOS and Red Hat, and it depends mostly on the size of the larger networks are using mostly CentOS and Red Hat. Smaller ones, mostly Debian.
But you're not talking to Red Hat directly as a partner, anything like that?
There are a few Samba team members that are at Red Hat. So we try to get in touch with managers at Red Hat. But it's kind of a chicken egg problem. See, if they need to put people and money in it, well, what will come next? And we have some clients that tell us, hey, Samba AD is nice, but I need it on Red Hat. So It's something that we've been talking about with Andrew too, and how to get this how to solve this chicken egg problem. So in France, so I say that Samba AD was quite strong, and I don't know which countries all of you are coming from, and do you have the same feeling in your places, or is it mostly a French stuff?
Just slightly related to that, I just saw this past week that California has a new legislation to require open source in all of its state government purchases.
Mm. So one thing about that, one interesting thing was there was Garden Grove, California that got in touch with us through Andrew, I think it was through, and they wanted Samba for ID, but doing business with the US is so complicated. That we have not. We should. There was a lot of paperwork with insurance and all that stuff. It's and in France, insurance are not very keen on doing business in the US. It's always some kind of liability if they have any problems. But so in the US, there are some people that are looking in. it's good.
So when you do what's the way you do your deployments? You say you have a lot of stuff with the moving across ministries and things. Do you just do the deployment and then you're out, or are you actually the long-term support provider and runner of those systems?
We always try to have at least a very small contract just for them to get in touch with us if they've got an issue, because we don't want the issue to get worse. So we try to get small contract, but it's kind of one of the problem of free software is that free is free like in gratis. And if the software is if you pay already a large amount of money for the software, it's people are used to pay a part of money for the support. If the money is free for the software, it's hard for them. If it's a percentage, the percentage is null too. So we try to get some contract, but it's we most of the time we got at least a little one just for being for the client to be able to call us if they have an issue, so that it doesn't get washed. So that we can have and after most of the time those contracts are too small for really doing the supports if there is really a problem, so we can after do another contract for solving the problem. But it's a very big issue. Like in free software is people just they're focusing on the free as a free beer. And there is a re-education to make.
Further questions? No?
And okay. Just to finish on Andrew's question, I think it's something that we should try to better educate people to get them to get real support contract on the long term with all the a sufficient amount to get all the servicing needed for.
Yeah, then thank you very much. So we have a 15-minute break now.